Excitement around Tom's barbecue party. Tom wanted to cook sausages over a campfire together with his classmates. He collects money for it. "I'm going to buy sausages at the supermarket," he announces in the schoolyard. His friend Mark asks, "Are you taking the shopping checker with you when you go to the supermarket?" "What shopping checker?" Tom asks, surprised. Mark takes a card out of his jacket. "Millibu's shopping checker. You can download and print it from Tierschutz Max Schuler website, sleepyhead." Jane, Marcus' sister, walks by and calls, "I also have a shopping checker. Would you like to borrow it?" She has an idea. "It is best if we buy the sausages directly from a farm, where we can see that the animals live outside and are well." Tom is confused. "We have no car to drive around in, and I need the sausages in 2 hours. "Okay," Mark says. "Then our only options are the health food store and the supermarket. I will look at the shopping checker to see which products are animal friendly." "Aha! I'm all for organic sausages." Tom scratches his head. "I just want to buy sausages. Why do you have to make everything so complicated?" Jane throws her head back angrily. "Don't you get it? The whole school has read the book Tierprofi Nutztiere. We now know how cows, chickens, pigs, goats, sheep and turkeys are kept in Austria. We can also influence their well-being with the products we buy. I don't want meat from an animal that is never allowed to go outside and has to sleep on hard slatted floors." Tom is surprised. He only thought about the sausages for his party and forgot about the animals. Tom thinks about it. "I don't know if my friends are okay with me buying organic sausages instead of the cheapest sausages. There are a few cents more after all." Dan, Tom's big brother, was listening to the conversation. He suggests, "At the party, everyone should only eat one sausage instead of two, and with the rest of the money, we can buy baked potatoes. It is cheaper and tastes great. That way, it won't be more expensive." Mark and Jane agree with Dan. Tom writes a text to his friends.